With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S. military struck three sites in Iran earlier tonight, inserting itself into Israel's war aimed at destroying the country's nuclear program. In a White House address, President Trump describing the attack as a success.
I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
In his address to the nation, he also warned Tehran against carrying out retaliatory attacks against the U.S., saying Iran now has a choice between peace or tragedy.
There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days.
Israel's airport authority announcing this morning or Sunday that it was closing the country's airspace to both inbound and outbound flights in the wake of the U.S. attacks on Iranian nuclear sites. The agency said it was shutting down air traffic due to recent developments and did not say for how long. Meanwhile, Iran says there were no signs of contamination at its nuclear sites in Isfahan, Fordo, or Natanz after the U.S. airstrikes targeting the facilities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying that President Trump is leading the free world with courage. And House Speaker Mike Johnson, who called tonight's military action a clear reminder to our adversaries and allies that President Trump means what he says. Earlier today, Israeli military struck an Iranian nuclear research facility, killing three senior Iranian commanders in targeted attacks, and Israel says is preparing for the possibility of a lengthy war. Former State Department employee Gabriel Noronha says there's little chance President Trump would issue a policy of regime change in Iran.
Yeah, when I worked for him in the first term, he was pretty opposed to regime change. In fact, he made that very clear to us that we were not to try to go in and achieve regime change in Iran.
This is SRN News. It's something we all know to be true. Reading the Bible is good for you.
According to data compiled by the American Bible Society, people who regularly engage with the Scriptures report higher levels of personal well-being. On a scale of 1 to 10, people who read the Bible on a regular basis score 7.9 in well-being versus 6.8 for those who don't engage. The ABS study also reveals that while younger Americans read the Bible less than their elders, those who do pick it up report greater well-being than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gay activists are pressuring the government of Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. Two Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala this month, sparking anger in a nation that doesn't recognize the practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was intended to celebrate Gay Pride Month and was a step toward inclusion, respect, and equality for all. Guatemalan officials decried the event, saying it violates the law. This is SRN News. There's heightened security at The Hague ahead of next week's summit of NATO leaders.
The massive military and police operation called Orange Shield has turned The Hague into a military fortress. The June 24-25 summit, scheduled to feature leaders of the 32-nation alliance, including President Donald Trump, comes as global geopolitical tensions soar and conflict escalates in the Middle East.
That's Charles de la Desma. Three people dead, a regional airport heavily damaged after powerful winds, including a tornado, swept across the upper Midwest. Cass County Sheriff Jesse Johnner says at a news conference Saturday that two men and a woman were killed late Friday at two locations in the town of Enderland, North Dakota. Enderland, about 40 miles southwest of Fargo. The National Weather Service in Grand Forks said a tornado hit a home just east of Enderland, also reporting wind gusts of up to 106 miles per hour at a regional airport overnight in Minnesota. More news online at srnnews.com.